This is Radio Nepal. I'm Arjun Sapkota with the news. The headlines first. International Day of Persons with Disabilities being observed across the country with various programs. Prime Minister Susila Karki vows inclusive governance for persons with disabilities. Foreign Affairs Ministry Secretary Amrit Bahadur Rai calls for strong global solidarity for smooth graduation of least developed countries. Lumini Lions taking on Biratnagar Kings in today's NPL match. And talks between Russian President Putin and leader Trump's envoy end without Ukraine breakthrough. Now the news in detail. The 34th International Day of Persons with Disabilities is being observed across the country today with various programs organized by government bodies and social organizations. The day has been marked every year since 1992 at the initiative of the United Nations to promote and protect the rights of persons with disabilities. The theme for this year is Fostering Disability Inclusive Societies for Advancing Social Progress. Nepal's constitution guarantees the right to a dignified life for persons with disabilities. Meanwhile, President Ramchandra Podel has called for effective implementation of constitutional and legal provisions to ensure the equal participation of persons with disabilities in all state structures. In his message on International Day of Persons with Disabilities, the President said equal access to education, health, employment, and public services must be ensured. He also stressed the need for disability-friendly physical structures and public spaces. Likewise, Prime Minister Susila Karki has reaffirmed the government's commitment to inclusive development and governance focused on the rights of persons with disabilities. In a message on International Day of Persons with Disabilities, the Prime Minister said the government is giving priority to the health, education, employment, participation, social security and rehabilitation of persons with disabilities. She added that the state is working to ensure a dignified and equal life for them based on their social economic condition and level of disability. Secretary at the Ministry of Foreign Affairs, Amrit Bahadur Rai, has called for strong global solidarity to ensure the smooth and lasting graduation of least developed countries. He made the remarks at a high-level meeting on forging ambitious global partnerships for sustainable and resilient graduation of LDCs in Doha, Qatar, on Tuesday. Secretary Rai highlighted agriculture, hydropower, tourism, manufacturing, ICT and human capital as key sectors for Nepal's economic transformation. During his visit, he also inspected the Nepal embassy in Doha and directed officials to safeguard national interest and improve services for Nepali migrant workers. The Nepali Army has constructed 466 kilometers of roads in Karnali province, making a major contribution to connectivity in the remote region. Key projects built by the Nepali Army include the Karnali Highway, the Nagma Gomagadi road section and the Karnali Corridor. According to the Army headquarters, five major road projects were completed between 2064 Bikram Sambat and 2078 Bikram Sambat and handed over to the government. The government assigns road construction to the Army in difficult, rocky and risky terrain where other agencies cannot work. Under this responsibility, the Nepali Army has played a leading role in expanding the road network in Karnali. Lynn Johnstone, Ambassador of Australia to Nepal, has paid a courtesy farewell call on President Ramchandra Podel at the President's office in Sital Nivas today. According to the President's office, the President and the Australian Ambassador discussed bilateral relations between Nepal and Australia as well as matters of mutual interest and concern during the meeting. President Podel also thanked Ambassador Johnstone for successfully completing her tenure in Nepal. You're listening to Radio Nepal's 2 p.m. English News Bulletin. Now to some international news updates. Talks between Russian President Vladimir Putin and U.S. President Donald Trump's senior negotiators in Moscow has failed to produce a breakthrough on a Ukraine peace deal after 5 hours of discussions. According to the BBC, a Kremlin spokesperson said the talks were constructive, but several parts of the U.S.-backed peace proposal remain unacceptable to Russia. Trump's Special Envoy Steve Witkoff and son-in-law Jared Kushner attended the meeting. The U.S. side has not commented so far. Earlier, President Putin said proposed changes to the draft peace plan by Ukraine and European countries were unacceptable. He also warned that Russia is ready to respond if Europe escalates the situation. Major disagreements remain between Moscow and Kyiv, including the issue of territory and security guarantees for Ukraine. More than 200,000 cases of acute respiratory illnesses were recorded in 6 state-run hospitals in Indian capital Delhi between 2022 and 2024. The BBC cited India's federal government as saying over 30,000 patients required hospitalization during this period. During toxic air, particularly in winters, has repeatedly exceeded safe levels, with the air quality index reaching more than 20 times the limit recommended by the World Health Organization. The surge in respiratory illnesses is linked to industrial emissions, vehicle exhaust, low wind speeds, dropping temperatures, and seasonal crop stubble burning in neighboring states. The search for Malaysian Airlines flight MH370 will resume on December 30th, over a decade after the Boeing 777 with 239 people on board vanished. According to the BBC, the 55-day search led by exploration firm Ocean Infinity under a no-find-no-fee agreement was briefly started in March but suspended due to bad weather. Ocean Infinity will receive $70 million if the wreckage is located. Flight MH370 disappeared in 2014 while flying from Kuala Lumpur to Beijing, sparking the latest surge in aviation history. Previous multinational efforts ended without success, and the mystery continues to affect the families of those on board. Now, sports update. Biratno Kings and Lumini Lions are playing against each other today in the second edition of the Nepal Premier League NPL. The match will begin at 4 p.m. at the Tribhuwan University Cricket Stadium in Kirtipur. Biratno Kings stand third in the points table with 8 points from 5 matches and is looking to strengthen its position. Lumini Lions with 4 points from 5 matches are 6th and must win today's match to keep their playoff hopes alive. South Africa's star player Fab du Plessis is also expected to make his debut for Biratno Kings against Lumini Lions today. Now the general weather forecast for the country today. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be partly cloudy in the hilly areas and mainly fair in the rest of the country. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin. But before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. International Day of Persons with Disabilities being observed across the country with various programs. Prime Minister Susila Kharki vows inclusive governance for persons with disabilities. Foreign Affairs Ministry Secretary Amrit Vahdu Rai calls for strong global solidarity for smooth graduation of least developed countries. Lumini Lions taking on Biratnagar Kings in today's NPL match. And talks between Russian President Putin and leader Trump's envoy end without Ukraine breakthrough. Well, that's the end of this news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Please also visit our website www.radionepalonline.com for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 in the evening. Stay tuned and have a good day.